Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I am Rahul Bagaria, and today I am going to show you some of the ways in which you can gain more visibility into your web apps and services with Azure Application Insights. What does visibility mean to you? Now, visibility has different definitions for different people. If you are an IT professional or a developer or a product manager or even a business executive, visibility has a different connotation. It might mean performance optimizations, debugging and diagnostics. It might mean end-to-end visibility across your VMs and network. It might mean KPI dashboards or even tracking your customer engagement and retention. So what we want to enable with Application Insights is a continuous monitoring solution across your DevOps lifecycle. Like we all know about continuous integration and continuous deployment, similarly, monitoring needs to be a part of your entire end-to-end lifecycle. Whether you are a developer working in, say, Visual Studio, or you are publishing your app to production, monitoring and supporting it while it is in production, or even when you are in the next planning cycle and figuring out like some data insights or usage insights to take better product decisions. So monitoring is going to be part of your entire life cycle, and this is one of our strong themes with Application Insights. Now, Application Insights has three phases to itself. So you ingest data from various different sources, then you explore that data, play with that data on our various portals, and then you can export and correlate that with other data sources. So let's look at it in some detail. Now, to ingest data into Application Insights, we have a bunch of open source SDKs that you can install in your project. And as a special example, if you're using Visual Studio, Application Insights comes within the box. So you just need to right-click, add Application Insights, and that's it. No need to write a single line of code to start getting telemetry. Then we have a Status Monitor configuration tool. So if your app is already there in production, you can use Status Monitor to start collecting telemetry without redeploying or without changing your code. We also have Azure extensions. So if you are using Azure Cloud Services or App Services, you can just simply enable the extension from the Azure portal. We also have a management pack in System Center Operations Manager that you can route the data to Application Insights. Or if you have any custom data definition or data files, you can just simply upload them using our open schema capability for running ad hoc analytics over your data. Now, once all that data is in, we have various different portals that you can take advantage of. On the Azure portal, Application Insights is fully integrated into Azure Monitor, so you can run all the auto-scaling, alerts, all the metrics views and everything. We have an end-to-end application map within Application Insights, which can give you a topology view of your client-side and server-side components, as well as all the dependencies and their health. We have a live metric stream that can give you real-time information about your traces, performance counters, custom metrics, and so on. Plus, for developers, we have deeper profiling and debugging capabilities that we are launching at Build. Moreover, so if you are working in Visual Studio, you don't need to go out of Visual Studio context to get access to all your telemetry. Application Insights data is available right within Visual Studio as part of CodeLens integration, Diagnostics Hub, Search, and so on. Also, we have an ad hoc query language where you can do analytics queries, kind of big data analytics queries on top of your data, go deep down into your data and get any insights that you want. We even have some machine learning operators available as part of the query language that can help you identify patterns and do data mining. Now, you might want to export this data or correlate this data with other data sources. So we have an OMS connector that can help you take the data to your OMS Operations Management Suite workspaces and run log analytics on top of that. We even have a Power BI connector where you can just export your data to Power BI, or if you have written any analytics queries, you can export them to Power BI as well. All your charts can be pinned to Azure dashboards if you are building a consolidated view to monitor regularly. Plus, we have various data access capabilities like a blob storage where you can continuously export your data, or you can use the REST APIs to access your events, metrics, or queries. Also, when I mentioned continuous monitoring, Our integration with Visual Studio Team Services and GitHub really proves the point, because once you discover some exceptions or things you want to do next, you can file work item using these integrations. Or you can take advantage of release annotations or cloud load testing to really check your application if it's ready for production. Now, Application Insights supports a huge variety of platforms, languages, frameworks, and so on today. Most of these are available as open source on our GitHub repository, and more are coming regularly. For example, in this list, we have just launched Kubernetes support, Azure Functions support, ETW event source support right here at Build. So you'll see much more coming soon. Now, what's new in Application Insights? Let's spend a couple of minutes talking about that. We have four key investment areas that we are working on addressing your scenarios: holistic monitoring, smart machine learning powered insights, key developer support, and enabling business value. So in holistic monitoring, we have, as I talked before, we have enabled support for your Service Fabric apps, Node.js apps, Azure Functions, even .NET Core apps running on Kubernetes. If you have used our application map capability before, we have just added Azure Health integration there. And now you can see multi-component, multi-role topologies as well. In Live Metrics Stream, you can now check your custom metrics and performance counters and do real-time filtering on top of your data. Plus, this has been a major ask from our customers. Now you can do client-side JavaScript auto-instrumentation directly from Azure portal for your Azure web apps. No need to copy and paste that JavaScript onto your project anymore. Smart Insights. So we have enabled a new capability in Smart Detection, which can automatically discover your performance degradations and lead you to some next steps with some profiler examples. We also have new machine learning query operators in the analytics portal, as well as a capability that we call Smart Diagnostics that enables you to detect any sudden changes in your data and figure out the most probable root cause or pattern that could have led to that. Talking about developer support, we have a new snapshot debugging capability where you can debug your exceptions with local variables and everything right there in the cloud in Azure portal. We have Azure App Insights Profiler that's going GA at Build, and you can use it for performance optimizations for your app services, and there is a preview available for compute, VMs, scale sets, and cloud services as well. Also, we are launching some support for EventFlow, ETW, event source-based high-scale logging that can enable you to go deep into these scenarios as well. Last but not the least, business value. So, you might have known we had this usage monitoring capability for long, but we have really started to invest much more into usage going forwards. So you'll see more and more usage kind of capabilities targeted to product managers, business leaders, and so on very soon. As an example, in my demo, I'll show you how you can use some segmentation filtering capabilities and get more insights about users, sessions, and custom events. Plus, how you can understand your customer retention and discover what happens to people when they start using your feature, how does it impact, and so on. So let's look at the demo and jump right into Application Insights. Okay, so this is Azure portal, and I have opened a customized dashboard that where I have pinned various charts. Sorry, I'll need to restart that. Okay. So this is Azure portal, and I have a customized dashboard open where I have pinned various charts, metrics, and reports from various parts of Application Insights. I even have some metrics from Azure Monitor, some analytics queries. I even have an availability web test here, which is showing me 76.6% availability. Not good, and I would want to figure out how to make that better. Now, all these charts and metrics you can pin to your Azure dashboard, customize it according to your needs, and share with your colleagues. Now, typically, how does a monitoring experience start? If you recently made a deployment or published a new version, you might want to check out what's happening in real time to your application KPIs. Are you getting any exceptions or failed requests and so on? So we have this feature called Live Metrics Stream. I already have it opened in another tab. Now, you can see 9 standard metrics coming to your Live Metrics Stream. So we have request, dependencies, memory, CPU total, exceptions, and so on. Now, these metrics are coming in real time. So if I open the application, press a button, it will instantly show me all the impact that has done to my code right here on the screen. And you can split it or filter it based on servers as well. So you can pick any particular server and just see the data coming from that server. So on the right-hand side, you can see sample telemetry. So these are real-time events, even traces, requests, exceptions, everything in real-time that's coming to your application. Now, you would notice that since it's a popular application in this case, there are a lot of events coming regularly, and it might become difficult to hone on to a particular one. So you can use our filtering capabilities and probably set up a filter here saying, my message contains disconnected. I don't want to see any requests. I don't want to see any dependencies. No events, no traces. Save. Now, I'll only be seeing those exceptions with the message containing disconnected as part of this live metric stream and nothing else. So it really helps you hone down to a particular problem. And once you click on that, you can see stack trace in real time as well. So this is live metric stream. Now, getting back to the Azure dashboard, you see application map here. Now, this is helpful when you want to get an end-to-end visibility about your application topology. Now, Application Insights plots this graph for you without you needing to do anything special about it. So you can see all your client-side components, server-side components, any dependencies that it is calling. So in this case, I have a couple of SQL databases, some Azure Blob Storage, queues, and a couple of other things that I'm using for this application. And in one single view, it tells me that one of my components is unhealthy. Even in my SQL database, there are some 1.8% failures. Now, that one I really did not expect. So let me jump onto that. I'll see what those failures are about. Now, it's a failed dependency in my service ticket creation. Now, that's an important scenario for me, and I want to know what's happening there. So I open that dependency. I see the error message that there was some read-only constraint. I can see the actual command that was sent, but I really want to know what was happening, what was the request where it happened. So I can click the request in which this dependency call was made, open that actual request instance. And while it's loading, so yeah, it's showing me all the details about that request, what was the client IP address with the last octet like masked off. It shows me any custom data I was sending. There were various exceptions coming in. I can even see a dependency graph. So in this request, two dependency calls were made, and one of them failed, which probably led to the failure of this request as well. Now, I want to see more details about the exception. So once I click on it, I can see the call stack and everything, all the message details. Now, if I want my team to work on it subsequently, I can file it as a new work item, which will just set it up on my team services account. So this is a typical example how you use diagnostics capability. Now, you can use Application Insights for performance optimizations as well. I already have that open. So on my application overview blade, you can see all the various different graphs, server response time, client-side performance, all the failures that's coming, and so on. We also have some curated investigation blades that can help you go deeper into those kinds of scenarios. Now, in the performance blade, I have that open. So I'm seeing for the last 24 hours, there has been a spike. Many of my requests are fine. The 95th percentile is showing here. Now, I really want to see what a 7-day view. So last 7 days, and I want to sort it based on my 95th percentile. Okay, so most of my requests, which are taking more than a couple of seconds, are very low in number. This one is interesting. Get home index, 35,000 calls, and 95th percentile is 1 second. That's really not good. I can click on an example to jump right to the thread level view of that request and figure out the hot path of that request and where it was spending most of its time. It even gives me a performance tip saying that much of this request was spent in waiting. We should wait for the request to be available, and it has documentation links that can enable me to do these performance optimizations. So all this is interesting. These are curated experiences for you to try out. But what if you want to jump deep into your data, ask those specific queries, and just work with your data, discover insights, and so on? So we have an analytics portal that can help you just do that. So to navigate to analytics portal, you basically come to your overview blade, click on the analytics button, and you'll navigate to the portal, which I have already opened here. So on the home page, if you're new to analytics, you can see various examples, some basic and advanced tutorials that can help you get started and get you accustomed with the query language. And in my experience, it just takes maximum an hour for people to completely get addicted to this analytics query language. So I have a couple of queries already saved that I can show you the power of analytics. Now, one thing you'll notice, it's quite a SQL-like query language, but designed in a piped format and formatted for a diagnostics, debugging, drill down kind of an experience. So on the left-hand side, you can see the various data points that we are capturing: traces, events, page views, availability, performance counters, metrics, and so on. Now, this is what Application Insights collects. If you have any custom data file that you want to upload, as I said before, you can use this open schema capability, give a definition of your data, and run telemetry on top of that as well. So let's see some requests as an example. So I'm starting with a very basic request. Just show me the last 100 requests that came in. So you click go, and it shows me the last 100 requests with all the dimensions that are available for this particular data type. So that's interesting, but what I really want to focus on here is all those requests which took more than 3 seconds, and I want to just rename them or tag them as too long. Because you remember in our performance tab, we saw some of the requests taking multiple seconds, and that is really where I want to focus on. So there are various requests, so most of them are okay, so not very easy to visualize here. And for that reason, I can convert this to a time chart and see an actual SLA kind of a graph that can enable me to figure out if ever a request takes more than 3 seconds, it means that my application is not really available from a SLA perspective. So that's a great way to monitor the health of your application in a practical way. Now, another interesting capability, and for this, I'm showing you an actual incident that happened in this application way back in January. So we had been monitoring the requests for this particular application, and we suddenly saw a spike coming in the middle of January. So suddenly the requests started spiking, and we wanted to know what was the root cause, were it leading to any failures. It was basically bombarding all our databases for no reason. So this is where smart diagnostics can help you, and it is powered by machine learning algorithms in the backend. So it detects any sudden changes into your data. So for example, in this case, you see this purple blip. This is basically a spike that it automatically detected. And once you click on it, it runs those machine learning algorithms in the backend, and it can identify and give you the most probable pattern which could have been the root cause of this sudden spike. So it's taking a few seconds. Okay, it took a few seconds. So in this case, it's telling me that this spike most probably came from requests coming in from somewhere in Russia with this IP range and all these various details. And in the bottom, I can see that the spike actually was caused only from this pattern, and requests coming in from other patterns, other locations and stuff, all were behaving regularly in the normal pattern and so on. So this can actually help you go deeper into your data, ask those questions that you care about. And once you have a graph that you want to regularly monitor, you can pin them on Azure dashboard or even export them to Excel or Power BI for monitoring purposes. So this is all great for developers, IT professionals, and support engineers. But what about product managers and program managers in our team, or even the developers who are actually trying to identify how they can make more feature improvements, take better product decisions, and so on? So we have done a huge amount of investment in our usage capabilities, helping you provide those customer insights that you really need. So I have the users chart opened here. So in this user chart, you can see various different insights that are automatically powered for you. Let me zoom it a bit so you can see better. Okay, so on the right-hand side, you can see some automatic segmentation that Application Insights has done for you. So across all your users, you can see that 99% of them came from United States. 11% of users are using Chrome 57. 37% went to this ASP.NET overview page, and so on and so forth. So interesting insights or trivia that can actually help me discover any unexpected patterns that I was really not looking for. So on the left-hand side, you can see a graph of your unique users across a timeline. So in this case, it's a 24-hour timeline, and you can change all of those things. Now, you can segment this based on whatever details you want. So you can use this split-wise, split-by capability here. So any custom properties that you are sending on any default properties that App Insights is collecting. In this case, for example, I want to split it on country or region. So you can see all your users split automatically. So it can actually help you give those interesting insights and help you play with the data. On the bottom, you can see some other curated charts as well. So I have my top custom events, graph about my application version, some data about the browsers that customers are using, page views, and so on. And there is a shortcut here to enable segmentation from these as well. So if I want segmentation based on page views, I just click on that and I can see it by page name. So, okay. Going to retention. So retention is another capability in our usage monitoring repository. So basically this helps you identify what happened to those customers who came or visited your application at a particular point in time. Did they really came back within the next few days, within a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and so on? Can really help you identify the stickiness of your product, and maybe you might need to make any usability changes, experience changes to help them engage with your product much better. So in this case, for this particular application, I'm seeing that almost 100% of my customers come back within a few days, but there is a steep drop off after that. And most of them are retained with us for the next 3 weeks, but then many of them drop out and don't come back within a month. So an interesting bit of insight then can actually help you tweak your product experiences. On the bottom, you can see those actual segmentations. So this is really helpful if you do a new feature release and you want to identify whether that release really impacted or enhanced your stickiness or engagement with customers. So you might want to see that you released a feature on April 2nd, and you want to see what happened to customers who visited the product on that particular day. Did they really have an improved experience, and so on? And you can define what your entry point means, what your retention point means. So in this case, I have selected that people who did anything on the first day and did anything when they came back, that's my definition. You can have your own definition. For example, if you clicked on a particular button on the first day, you only want to track retention of those particular customers. So you can customize it as per your needs. So this is retention. Now, how to get started about all of these things, how to actually enable application insights. Now, if you're using Visual Studio, it's very simple. So you have the project opened, right click, application insights. And in this case, I already have added application insights, but you'll see add application insights. So you just click on that button and automatically it instruments your application, adds the NuGet package, sets everything up. So you don't need to write a single line of code to start collecting telemetry. Plus, if you want to send any custom events, metrics, or traces, we have an API surface area available for you that you can use to send those data points. Now, I just want to talk to you about one advantage of using Visual Studio here, and that's CodeLens integration. So when you're working on your code actually in Visual Studio, you can see live production telemetry right as part of your methods. So in this case, I can see 7.2K requests are actually live pinging this method, the version which is available in production. And if there were any failed requests, I could have clicked to investigate that. For this particular method, there are some failed requests actually. So I can actually click on investigate here, jump down deeper, figure out what's going on with this particular request. So that's about application insights. Let me get back to my deck. So let's summarize what we saw today. Application insights can proactively help you identify issues and fix them before they start impacting your customers. Whenever you want, you can go deeper into your data, get to ad hoc analytics, and ask those questions that you want answers for. And even use machine learning powered insights to get those data mining and pattern recognition capabilities. Plus, you can diagnose problems right where you are, in your development environment as part of your DevOps workflows. So App Insights is fully customizable for your particular scenarios. You can use our APIs, you can use our open source SDKs, and use it how you see fit. You can get started for free today. Just follow this link here, and you can revisit more of our build session recordings on Channel 9. Thank you.